Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Giving you a shout-out from North Carolina. We are at another hotel locally here. Beautiful hotel. I feel privileged every time we come here. It's a Hampton Inn, and it is, friends, it's second to none. I just wanted to give them a shout-out and say thank you very much. We are in Charlotte, North Carolina, broadcasting live. And, friends, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, well, actually in front of me right now, is my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook, check out some of the uploads, did some churches. We've actually went to John Adams' house on Saturday, and then we also went to the Plymouth Rock, as did we go to the Matrix Liberty. Matrix of Liberty is properly called. We'll share some more details as we kind of roll things out here in just a couple minutes, but again, if you'd like to check those out, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to both of my websites, Bradley Dean double E, one personal, one fan page. Again, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And again, friends, I'm constantly loading them up, except when I'm asleep, of course. Folks, just wanted to let you know phone lines are inaccessible right now. Sorry about that. Again, we're on the road broadcasting live out of the Hampton Inn in Charlotte, North Carolina, and along with that, I needed to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio, and the next question I have to ask is, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Well, we are certainly excited because the Sons of Liberty is boots on the ground this week. We are out and about doing several events. In fact, Bradley just got done doing a great church out on Sunday. Drove practically the entire night to get there, but we got there and it was well worth it. So we'll talk more about that later. But first of all, I want to highlight the new product of the week this week. Of course, monthly sponsor. Get 25% off of the product of the week every week. And in honor of Veterans Day, we want to give a very warm, sincere thank you to all of our veterans out there today. But not just today, every day we our veterans.
With our actions.
You know, one time Bradley wrote, one time Bradley wrote an article called Memorial Day is not just Memorial Day. Basically, a Memorial Day is every day. So for us, we honor and thank our veterans for their sacrifice every day of the week here on the Sons of Liberty. But in special honor and highlight of your service, we are doing a Veterans Day appreciation of our Price CD. Now, the Price CD, just so you know, is the latest release from Junkyard Prophet, which was voted second best unsigned band in the nation by HM Magazine. The Price features 13 rockin' tunes. And these tunes are not just, I mean, they really are, when we say rocking, they're smoking. Because so many times when you look at Christian music, I'll just, you know, be quite frank here, it's kind of cheesy, second rate, not really
just,
in your...
Just be our pretty little princess. We don't want you to be frank.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not
did
really...
You get that?
Yeah.
Like sorry
that.
About that. That's
well, okay, so I'm pretty princess here is saying that the Price CD is very rocking, but one time, the Weekly Standard actually out of Washington, D.C. came on tour with us, and they called us... The one thing that he said that he feared was
Matt
that our music would basically stink. But he was happy that it didn't stink. He yeah. called us like saggy pants Elijahs on Mount Carmel, and he liked our music because it yeah. was in your face. It wasn't cheesy. It was the truth.
He told us that. He was on the tour with us for mm-hmm. 7 days, and he told us that. And, of course, we weren't going to go deliver second-rate anything in the name of Christ. It had to be approving those things that are excellent, as Scripture tells us, and we want the best to be delivered to the world because Christ deserved the best because mm-hmm. God gave his best, and that being in Jesus Christ.
And I think he was pleasantly surprised, needless to say. So for those of you looking out there for some good music, especially for your young teens, if they're listening to trashy music right now, you don't like it, this would be a great thing to get them for Christmas. But it contains new and updated messages that honor our veterans and challenge each and every one of us to make a difference in America. So for those of you who'd like to order, please go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. The CD is a $15 donation, but remember, monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week. Not this week only, but every week, and we are excited about that.
You ever see, remember The Price is Right from when we were kids? We used to watch Barker.
Oh, yeah, Bob Barker.
And the
right.
models used to, you know, they'd kind of like use their fingers and they would.
Ta-da-da-da.
Yeah, they would pull their hands out. And when I listen to you, that's what I.
Envision
is a lady acting that way. Friends, she is just as cheesy. That's why I tell you, always bring your crackers.
But it's
and I'm not
all
saying
natural.
That condescendingly. I'm
I know,
just saying,
it is right. natural. I mean, it's hard for me to be not happy, which is good, because you don't want me to grump all
I'm
the
not
time.
Saying the cheese stinks.
All right, thank all right, you. Okay. The cheese is very
cheesy.
Aromatic. Cheesy.
Yes. Aromatic. Ooh.
I like that.
Fresh.
Well, you know, we want to hear from some of our Sons of Liberty faithful supporters out there, and this is a good one that we had on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Rob, you from Illinois, said this: I just started listening to Bradley on the Sons of Liberty Radio on TSL about a month ago. He is unashamed and not afraid to confront the demonic school boards, LGBT, or any liberal Marxist constitutional destroying group. Very good.
Why
very
would
observant.
Any American patriot be afraid to speak out against those things? I
That's
mean, if
right.
they understand the price of freedom, they would be speaking out first and foremost without any reservation.
Yeah, exactly. But what he says is he knows his Constitution, American history, and the Bible, love him, 3! Says what our preachers should be saying, but they don't.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because there was a black regiment that established this country through their very...
Well, they were the forerunners to our forefathers.
That's
but
right.
also keep in mind, they had forerunners to their black regiment, to our forefathers.
Right.
And we're going to talk about the Mayflower Compact in just a couple minutes
yeah,
here.
Yeah, very exciting stuff we've kind of experienced out here so far. But another great response we got on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook was Chris. Chris said, thank you for reminding me daily the power we have through him. And that was Chris. And I also like this. Now, we want to kind of throw out gold nuggets of truth. This is a good one that's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. This is one from our founding forefather, Mr. John Hancock. Mr. John Hancock was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. And you know what I love about John Hancock? I was noticing this when I was looking at all the signatures at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. His is like smack dab in the center, unabashed, unashamed,
first signer.
Right there. And that's
yep.
what he wanted to do, that you know, King George to be able to see his name
yep.
right there front and center. So he was really standing. And this is what he said. He said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us.
Interesting.
That was Mr. John Hancock.
Really?
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Yeah.
History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229, if you want to check that out for more.
There is no getting away from our Christian heritage.
No
There's
getting
none.
Away
As a matter
from
of fact,
it.
We're going to highlight that. We went to the Matrix of Liberty, my friends. We're going to come right back with that. You got Bradley and Stephanie Joy, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and the
Pretty Little Princess and Daughters of Liberty.
Oh, no, I'm supposed to say Pretty Little
I'm
Princess.
Sorry.
You're supposed
I
to say
was
Daughters
off guard
of Liberty.
On that one. Okay, Daughters
Folks,
of Liberty.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, guys, will you give me some more crackers? I got to spread some of this cheese out here. All right, we'll be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief Partner Companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. The Hampton Inn, we just wanted to give them a shout out and tell them thank you very much. It's always a treat to be a part of the circuit of hotels, and I kid you negative. Second to none, really, literally. In saying that, right before the break, we were talking about John Hancock, and the producer of the show, one of them, actually just told Stephanie that
Mr. John Hancock wrote his signature big enough because he wanted the king to be able to read it without his glasses on.
Did you see any capitulation in that?
No. Apologizing.
Thank you.
Right
Thank
in your
you.
Face. This is what I stand for, and I'm not ashamed about it because it's the largest one that you see on there, most clear.
Like, no, he didn't.
That's
you know.
Exactly right.
Now, I brought that up for the very purpose, folks, that I did a black church this last week in North mm-hmm. Carolina, and I got to tell you, again, it was second to none. We were driving in the back roads of North Carolina, and I said to Chase, he was driving at that point, and I said to him, I said, now look, we're going to get all the way out. There's going to be some little white country church built back in the beginning of the 19th century and or the 20th century, and in the process of that, what will happen is we'll get out there. There'll be 50 people out there, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those good old black churches.
Yep.
And I got out there, and guess what?
They have a tambourine.
There
they
was.
Had everything.
It was everything. So when I said, and I did tell them too, friends, I said, you know what? I usually go to churches all across the country, and I say, if I was in a black church right now, they'd be all standing up, shouting, dancing, and doing. They exceeded my expectation. But this isn't the first black church I've done, but this
right.
was his story in the making. You want black history? I was there. I was in the center of it. It was an opportunity, and I was honored to be there. I had a 70-year-old man come up to me and tell me, thank you very much. He said I taught him things that he did not know. Interestingly enough, again, friends, just talking about our foundations, why are we shifting away from who we are as a republic? I asked this church congregation, what are we, a democracy? Are we a republic? That guess what they went right back to again? A democracy. Mm-hmm. Took them down history's road, showed them a little constitution and the biblical, the two sciences that run together, as James Wilson rightly said, and they left pleased. And I think the pastor of the church, she was very cool as well, but it was
yep.
just one of those downsides South black churches, and I was honored to be there, and I would do them all day long, as a matter of fact.
And, you know, that reminds me, that's such a good reason, too, and case in point of why it's so important to go to the young, because they reverted to the fact that we are a democracy, because that's what they've been taught ever since they were young.
Yeah.
You're a democracy. What do you hear from the president? We're a democracy, rather than the original and the true heritage and history of our country.
Yeah.
Unless we get back to that and teach our young that, what are they going to say?
Course. Well, of course. Well, of course, foundational.
Exactly.
Why, Bradley, why do you keep bringing up the democracy versus republic? Because the problem that we're having in this country, friends, is foundational.
And if you don't think it's a problem, go ahead and go to your gas station, grocery store, ask someone, so, hey, just out of the blue, are we a constitution, a republic, or are we a, you know, a democracy?
Yeah, well, if you're a democracy, you believe we're ruled by opinion, and the government can do whatever they want to do, that they're law unto themselves. But if you believe that we're a constitutional republic, which we are, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, you're going to find that we have been given a constitutional republic. And it shares with you that we are ruled by law, not by the opinions of man under a democracy. But again, understand, we hit these topics over and over and over again, so you understand, we're not saying it because we're limited in knowledge, friends. We're doing this because it's not tedious to continuously inundate the American people with the fact that this is our message. Foundationally establish yourself, one nation under God, because if you don't, you're going to continuously be moved along through a democracy in which you are not, through the state-run media. And as they promulgate lies, friends, that's the only reason that you're being sifted away from your freedoms, is because you are continuously believing the lies that are thrown on you. And by the way, what's their story? Hey, let me ask you something, friends. What is the what's the difference between what we're talking about and what the conservatives of the day are talking about? They're talking about the problems. We're talking about the problems, but we're always bringing you back to the answer, to put your feet upon the rock. And keep in mind, friends, David prayed to the Lord that he would bring him out of the miry clay and establish his goings. Well, guess what he had to do? The Lord brought him out of the miry clay. He put him on a foundation. He said, go this way. And he had a foundation to walk on. And that's exactly what we're doing every time we're on the airwaves with you, friends. We're reminding you of who you are. And by the way, therein lies the hope. What you do with the truth, there is the hope. And don't ever forget that. And speaking of that, I want to get over to this matrix of liberty. Did you have anything that you wanted to say about that?
Well, just to add to what you're saying, as far as if we want to restore our God-given constitutional republic, then we're going to have to go to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is kids nowadays do not know their true history. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going.
Right.
And you don't have a reason to fight for anything.
That's right. And interestingly enough, the things that I was sharing in this particular black church was the fact that the older generation is responsible for the younger generation, and half the church was filled with youth. And the youth were looking at me nodding their heads.
Mm-hmm,
and
understand.
Then I had to go back over to the youth and nail the youth so the older generation could understand, because the message of this ministry, friends, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, are simply this: turning the hearts of the father to the children and the children to the fathers. But guess what all leads up to? The author and the finisher of our founder. And who is our founder? His name is Jesus Christ.
That's the answer. That's the
right.
Hope right there.
Yeah, I mean, what we could do on the radio, friends, is we could continuously tell you what the government's doing illegally. What resolve does that bring about? You need justice. And until you understand your foundation and your foundations as more than one, guess what? There's going to be no justice, because you don't know any. You don't know where you came from. And the only reference that you can make to concerning judgment and justice is the author of law.
That's
and
right.
You always have to revert back to who? The God of the Mosaic Institution. Hello, Exodus 18:21. So therein lies your answer.
That's exactly right. Like the major talking heads and conservative talking heads that you see today, they can tell you every single problem that's there.
They're helping the problem along.
What makes the Sons of Liberty different is we are giving you the answer, namely Jesus Christ. When that changes in the hearts of men, everything will change.
And the real issue there, it comes back to taking responsibility and showing people how much we love God and our country, because what it comes down to is that America needs to see your faith with works, not your faith without works. In other words, let me say it this way. You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. If you're really thankful for what God has bestowed upon you, out of gratitude, guess who you're going to seek out?
Mm-hmm.
See, he who has been forgiven much, guess what, my friends, loves much. And if you really love God because you're truly repentant for your sins, him and only him will you serve with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And again, that is the very basis of our message, and it's the message of every American in this country, because without your God, well, you're going to continuously slide backwards. And the Bible does declare unto us that when you depart from a living God. These are the things that are going to take place in your country, and this is exactly what we're seeing. We would rather, the American people, for the most part, would rather sit there and listen to those talking heads and those news anchors that are sitting there, and they're supposed to be the good guys, that are sitting there telling you the problems, telling you day after day, inundating you with the crimes committed by this administration, but nowhere can you find them making reference to the law or your foundations. How are you to change things if you don't know your foundations? And speaking of foundations, we were just in Massachusetts. We went to Plymouth. And when we went to Plymouth, Massachusetts, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to double check that because this is all new to me. We went to the Matrix of Liberty. It's called the National Monument to the Forefathers. And I brought in one of our assistants. Her name is Liz. We call her Lizard here. And it's interesting, when we were looking for the National Monument to the Forefathers, you told me what, Liz?
I could not find it anywhere online. The most credible source that I had on that was Wikipedia.
Uh-oh.
And there was maybe a page of description on it. So, and they had a Facebook page too, but there wasn't anything that really described what the characters on the monument were, what their meaning was.
How does that work? I mean, here again, friends, so now what they're doing is they're attempting to eradicate your history by not making it known to the public at large. Well, we know about all the atheists, we know about all the communists, we know about all the bad guys in government, we know all the bad guys that have been in the past and in the present, but we don't know anything about what's been established. Again, let's go back to our foundations. So how long did it take you to actually find what you found?
Well, I mean, Wikipedia was one of the first things that popped up, but I searched for about 20 minutes or to half an hour trying to find something that described what was on that monument, and okay. I couldn't find anything.
Okay, so exclusively.
But seeing it myself, it's completely blatant and obvious, but of course they don't show that online.
No, they don't want to show it online because then it puts the atheists out of business, it puts the communists out of business.
It's totally just in your face blatant.
It is.
Blatant. I mean, it's really, you go there, you'll be shocked.
Interestingly enough, and I'm going to detail it right now. Okay, thank you, Liz. I appreciate it. Lizard. You're known as Lizard here, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. When we got to this monument, the Matrix of Liberty, it's called the National Monument to the Forefathers. It was about a block and a half away from the coast where the Mayflower Rock is, okay? And the Plymouth Rock, I'm sorry, right next to the Mayflower. As a matter of fact, when you go to the Plymouth Rock, what you'll see to the left of that rock facing... facing the east coast, so I'd be facing east to the left of the Plymouth Rock, you would see a replica of the Mayflower. Okay, so let's go back up to the Matrix of Liberty. What's interesting is it's right in the center of a populated area. Okay, so it's where the people live. And we had some guys walk by us, and we asked them what was on that monument. And they said, man, I've been coming here for years, and I have no idea what it says on this monument. Well, friends, when I come back right after this break, I'm going to share with you that's going to put every atheist, communist, and enemy to American Christian heritage out of business. Hands down, no question about it. I'm going to detail it line upon line, precept upon precept, and you just...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pill, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and our pretty little princess Stephanie Joy along with us. As you know, we were talking about the Matrix of Liberty, the National Monument to the Forefathers. We went to the Plymouth Rock, and to the left of me was none other than a replica of the Mayflower. But a block and a half away is this monument, and Stephanie, you had just shared with me concerning that monument.
It's the largest standing granite, freestanding monument that's made out of granite in the world.
Now, interestingly enough, Lizard just told us she spent 20 minutes, and the only thing that she could find as a source was Wikipedia. And we know within itself that Wikipedia is not a reliable source in any sense of the word. But
yeah.
why would those in this country ignore such a piece?
You know, it's such a good thing that you said that. A guy was there, he was walking his dog, and he actually told our producer, he said, well, I walk by this thing every day, and you guys are coming all the way from Minnesota to see it. It was
No
big deal. You know, he walked by it every day. He didn't realize the history that went along with that monument.
Let me give you a little history. William Bradford said this: thus, out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand that made all things of nothing, and gives being to all things that are, and as one small candle shall light a thousand, so the light here kindled has shone unto many, yea, in some sort to our whole nation. Let the glorious name of Jehovah have all the praise. Now, this is engraved on the back panel of the monument. And again, this is on the back, not the front, but most people haven't even seen the front, but I still think it's quite significant, friends. The figures on the monument are to be intended to be read from the top to bottom, so I'm going to take them in course, beginning with faith on the top. Listen to what I said, friends. Faith on the top, with her foot on top of the rock. See, what's significant, friends, and symbolic is the fact that she had her foot up on the rock. Her faith overcame. They got to the other side. And then illustrating both religious internal and civil external liberty that flowed from that faith, which comes from who? The author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ. So faith is a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot again on Plymouth Rock. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. By the way, the Statue of Liberty actually replaced this monument, for those that did not know. So when you look at the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty, on her left hand is the Declaration of Independence. And in just a couple minutes, I'm going to get over to the Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence. I go on. So again, it's a female standing with one foot on the Plymouth Rock because her faith conquered. Faith overcomes the world, friends. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand with her right hand is lifted up to the heavens. The pilgrims were the children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. By the way, friends, we received this pamphlet right now that I'm highlighting from a secular outlet. Okay, listen again. The pilgrims were the children of the Reformation, your forefathers, friends, with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom. Hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. The creator of this monument, the sculptor, he said, she looks down as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call to them to trust in a higher power. How convenient for them to overlook the Matrix of Liberty. How convenient for them, friends, that rewrite history to just overlook the National Monument to the Forefathers, which, by the way, preceded the Statue of Liberty. But who won the day? The Statue of Liberty, which within itself is rich with Christian heritage. Let me go on. The four base relief scenes beneath each of the seated figures depict scenes from Pilgrim and the Pilgrim's history that illustrate your history, America. And from their departure from Holland, peace treaty with the natives, Mayflower Compact, and their infamous landing on the Plymouth Rock. So the central figure is surrounded by four ancillary figures. Listen to this. Morality that God gives, law that God gives, the education that's derived and extracted from the Bible, which produces nothing but liberty in His Son, Jesus Christ. Seated on the diagonal buttress, each weighing 20 to 25 tons and standing approximately 15 feet in height, they are meant to represent the principles upon which the pilgrims, your forefathers, America, proposed to found their commonwealth, internal religious liberty, morality, and education, and external civil liberty, law and liberty, which are the smaller figures on the sides of each ancillary figures, are meant to amplify the message of the primary ones. Are you ready? Do you want to interject something?
Well, I just want to say, as you're going through, and this might be more important when you're going through, but what you notice, and one of the things is, as you mentioned, there is four kind of sub-statues to the main statue, mm-hmm. which is standing straight up. One of the sub-statues says Liberty on it, and what's interesting, as you noted, is the person who is sitting on top of Liberty is a guarded, an armed kind of soldierly knight.
He's got a sword
knight.
In his hand, yes.
Yeah, so guard your liberty, fight for it, hang on to it, was the message that's being brought. But with all these, you know, different symbols, there it went to the youth and education and so on. I'll let you kind of
finish
that up.
Well, there was symbolism on each statue on all four figures around the main one, which the center was faith.
Yeah, it's
I'm going to get to those.
Okay, yep, that
okay, so
good.
Morality is a woman beholding a tablet of the Ten Commandments.
Amen.
My goodness, friends, what is it? How many times do I need to pull out my hair to let you know who you are and where you came from? Listen carefully again. Morality is a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right.
Wow.
Hey, friends, let me tell you something. The future depends upon how you react to God. Let me say that again. Your future depends upon how you react to God's commandments. And if that wasn't the case, then why are God's Ten Commandments in her hand and Revelation's in her right? On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law. I'm getting a witness. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing.
Amen.
I seen it with my own eyes.
Amen.
All right. Holding the tablets of the law and looking toward heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. The next figure is education. It's draped a woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and youth.
That's
the
right.
Next figure is law. It is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice, a woman with scales and a sword and mercy. Listen again. Law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice and mercy. Now listen, what's sandwiched in between justice and mercy? A woman with scales and a sword. I like to share or define that out to be, as I did yesterday at this particular church. What does it say on the side of a cop car? It says peace officers. Now, if they want to establish peace, what do they have to enforce?
The law.
Unto judgment, to establish righteousness and peace. The next figure is liberty. It's a helmeted male draped with the lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand. Listen, this is liberty, friends. This particular individual. There was three that we already named: morality, education, and law. The fourth is liberty. He is a helmeted male draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right hand and holding a broken chain in his left. What was broken?
Amen.
The chains of tyranny. The figures and niches on the sides of his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny with a king laid low. Listen to me. And tyranny, a king laid low. These are meant to symbolize peace resting upon under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown its power. Did you hear what I said? You want liberty, then you overthrow the power of tyranny. Chase, can I get you over here on the mic really quick? Again, folks, we're broadcasting live, so we are doing this in a way that works as to however it works. What is that on his right shoulder?
The paw of a lion.
Okay, and what does that symbolize?
The King of England. The lion was the symbol of the country of England and the monarchy, the ministry there. So...
So the lion's hand cut off on his shoulder was the hand of a tyrant.
The skin of the lion was over his back.
Interesting. So in other words, the way that you overthrow liberty and establish... I'm sorry, not the other way around. I'm sorry, guys. The way that you overthrow tyranny is establish liberty through the enforcement of the law. And what comes first? Morality, education, and then law, my friends, to establish liberty.
And the pictures that they show, they're just outstanding because it just, okay, what goes along with education, what goes along with the law? On the side, there's kind of sub-panels, which has the evangelist, as you mentioned, the prophet going back and forth. And it's so interesting that under the liberty is the man who is dressed like a knight. He's always watchful. It's not like once the liberty was established, you can just lay down your sword.
Right.
We have to keep an eye on watchful vigilance because, you know...
Well, what did our forefathers establish after that? They said it is inscripted at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, my friend.
That's right. I believe it was one of our presidents, President Reagan, who said that basically liberty is only one generation away from extinction, meaning we've got to still carry on that baton, pass it to our young people, hold up that torch. But it's just so awesome how all these different things inscribed correlate one with another. You have to have the law. You have to have liberty. You have to have education. They show a picture of the youth. You have to teach it to your youth.
Yes.
So it's not like you're just going to, you know, randomly.
It was dedicated to the youth.
Exactly.
Much of it was for the future posterity. And it's also only wisdom within a nation to actually turn and sow into the younger generation. If they don't do that, they're going to be there to curse you. And I brought this up in the past. Friends, look at Obamacare if it's not true what I'm saying. If it's not true what the Lord has said, then read Obamacare. Why is there death panels? Because it's the younger generation that this criminal is attempting to use to overthrow the older generation. And by the way, he's also teaching them that they're a democracy along with three preceding presidents only to overthrow your constitutional republic. Let me go to one of our forefathers, Patrick Henry. He was one of the sons of liberty. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. He said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, he said, you are inevitably ruined. Isn't it interesting, friends? This administration is attempting to rule you through oppressive means. That means by force, friends, and rest assured... If you want a peaceful revolution, then you better know your founding documents to overthrow established liberty by overthrowing tyranny. And how do you do that? You do that through morality, you do that through education, and you do it through the enforcement of the laws to establish liberty. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, along with my pretty little princess. We're going to be right back after this break. I'm going to read the Mayflower Compact as to what they established when they built this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It comes as no surprise at all. Stephanie, go ahead and share with the listeners as to what you just told me.
Yeah, my thought was this, is right on the monument, they actually have an inscription. It talks about, you know, the title of the monument, the National Monument to the Forefathers. And at the very bottom of that, it says this: it possesses exceptional value in commemorating and illustrating the history of the United States.
Maybe that's why it's kind of just, well, just overlooked
tucked
just a
away.
Little bit here.
It's so interesting because the fact that, as I mentioned, that guy was walking his dog, says, like, I come by here all the time. There was literally no one there when we went there.
Yeah.
We went there. We were the only people there. We were like, wow, the Matrix of Liberty. We were going through and we were all excited. And this guy passes by it every day, didn't think about it. We were even looking at homes across the street. Can you imagine having your home across the street from the Matrix of Liberty, so on and so forth? It reminded me of the time we were actually out of town. We were at this park, and this park had a situation where a portion was kind of dedicated to our foundations, our founding forefathers, the Liberty Bell replica, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And everyone was passing by wanting to entertain themselves, and they were overlooking the freedoms and the foundations and the Liberty Bell and what was inscribed on there, proclaiming liberty to the captives. All that good stuff is people were just wanting to do their own thing and not realizing and recognizing the foundations of our country.
Right.
Much like when you see this, it completely shows you how this country was established, what are the different pillars to establish liberty and freedom. freedom. It has to be guarded, so on and so forth. But yet, here it is in the middle of nowhere,
right in
and
front of
nobody
our face.
Cares. Nope. You would think you'd build a whole thing around it. The government would want, you know, people to come in and see and so on and so forth. But if you're a tyrannical government or you're doing things that you don't want people to be knowing
but
about,
it's still
why would you?
It's the responsibility still lies with the people that know it's there. And it's their job to make sure that everybody else is aware that that monument is in place. And so we can't accuse the government for what the people have allowed, because the government that we have today is only the reflection of what the American people have tolerated thus far.
That's very true. That's
let me expose
true.
The enemy really quick for you. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. Joseph Stalin said this: if we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. But what happens when you're a repairer of the breach? What happens when you point your finger at those things that commemorate our history? Those things that will highlight who we are. Again, where we came from, so we know where we're going. On this monument that we're talking about, the National Monument to the Forefathers, which is in Plymouth, Massachusetts, a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock and the replica of the Mayflower, you'll see this huge matrix of liberty. It is incredible. It's very desolate, friends. It's like many people's Bibles in this country. They have them, but there's enough dust on top of them where you could actually write damnation on them, because they overlook the jewel to men's souls, namely the Bible. And here we are again, scratching the surface for our listeners so you can understand your foundations. You know what it says on this monument? It said, National Monument to the Fathers, erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty. Oh, wait a second. Civil and religious? As if to say they're one and they're all derived from the same creator? Of course! Of course, friends. And here we are talking about the Matrix of Liberty. Friends, let me go back to the Mayflower Compact. I read this last week, but again, this is what was preceded to the Declaration of Independence. It's a short document, but listen carefully. As so, there is no more doubt or a shadow of a doubt as to what established, who established, and what his name is that established your country. The text of the Mayflower Compact goes as follows. In the name of God, amen. That's how it starts out. Whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects, all the names of the pilgrims were written under these documents. By the way, they are also on the Matrix of Liberty, inscribed on stone for you to see who they were. It goes on, we whose names are underwritten, the loyal subject of our dread sovereign Lord King James, who they departed from, friends, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, defender of the faith, so on and so forth, having undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these present solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitution, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we have promised all due submission and obedience to their Creator, and witness whereof we have hereunder subscribed our names at Cape Cod the 11th of November, and the hereunder subscribed our names again at Cape Cod in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and the Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini 1620.
Wow, it's amazing.
It.
As you mentioned, their names are inscribed on there.
Yes.
This is an interesting quote, too. Engraved on the back panel of the monument is a quote by William Bradford that said, thus out of small beginnings, greater things have been produced by his hand that made all things of nothing and gives being to all things that are. And as one small candle shall light a thousand, so the light here kindleth hath shone unto many, yea, in some sort to our whole nation, let the glorious name of Jehovah have all the praise. lives. And if you think about this small group of pilgrims, what did they like? I mean, they sacrificed their lives. Half of them died on the voyage once they got there. A lot of mothers actually slept on top of their children because it was so cold during the night, and then the mothers would end up dying because they were preserving their children. This is the sacrifice and the foundations of which we find ourselves in this country. This is the small group who really knew what tyranny was all about. They came across, they wanted their own religion. They were Puritans. They wanted freedom to serve God, how they wanted to serve God as Jehovah, so on and so forth. And this is that tiny little seed, that one little light, as William Bradford just said in his quote, that shine a thousand. Now we're walking in tremendous light and liberty because of the sacrifice of these brave few who just really gave it all up so that they could start here and have freedom to worship God.
Okay, so we hit the Mayflower. I'm sorry, we hit the Plymouth Rock. We hit the replica of the Mayflower, which was interesting within itself.
Mm-hmm.
Aside of that, we highlighted the national monuments to our forefathers. Now, we also spent a little time at John Adams's house, the second president of the United States.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, what did we find out about John Adams, his son, John Quincy Adams? What did he used to do at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I was just going to bring that up.
What they weren't shy to tell us,
of
neither.
Of course, yeah. We're going to this, you know, secular tour. This is not a religious service or anything. He mentioned the truth of what he did at 4 o'clock in the morning. John Quincy Adams would get up and he would read his Bible for 2 hours every morning before he would do his other things. So we're looking at the foundations of this country, and also we sat in the church of which, you know, John
Quincy it used to be
attended.
Braintree, now it's Quincy, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and there was basically erection of these monuments that had been established in the church, and John Quincy established one for his father and for his mother, and he knew that basically his father was talking about the judgment of his God.
Yeah, there's
the
no
independence
question.
Of morality, and to the judgment of his God, this house will be witness to his piety, this town his birthplace, to this magnificence history of his patriotism, posterity to the depth, and basically the compass of his mind.
There's no question. Your forefathers, when you look at George Washington, the American people acknowledge George Washington as the apostle to this country.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at John Adams, who no doubt, no shadow of a doubt in my mind, was a prophet, and that was only a confirmation.
That's
God
right.
is known by the judgments that he executed. They said he was a very strict, religious, godly man, him and Abigail, which was interesting within itself again. But what's also interesting about John Adams was the fact that when you look at the foundation of what he established, what are we, what is our enemies fighting up against, what our forefathers established. I also thought it was interesting that when we went inside the church, where they actually, we sat in their booth, John Quincy Adams' booth, there was very few people there, friends, very few people there, but in saying that, we sat down, we listened for 15, 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer than that, of a guide that continuously said, and if you just said it one more time, I'd have threw a tomato at her. Did I just say that on live radio?
No, you're not really supposed to say that on live radio.
But the point was, I don't want to strain at the gnat. I want to get to the camel, and the camel is what we're going after in this particular situation. But when you look at John Adams, no question he was a prophet. They called him Thomas Jefferson, the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You have the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. It's 1 Corinthians 12:28 to a T, friend. This is how the church should be established. But when you look at the quotes coming out of John Adams' mouth, and Thomas Jefferson rightly named him the Colossus of Independence,
that's right.
That is a prophet. And when I seen that inscription, I said, I told you so, because God is known by the judgments that he executes. Justice and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. That is the God of the Bible, friends. He is a just God. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God, and he is a good God. And his people declared exactly who he was, and we are established on what they gave us today, still bearing witness to the fact that this is a Christian nation.
And you know, one thing that I did notice is they did mention that John Adams was not popular, and John Quincy Adams was not popular. A lot of times when you're fighting the good fight, and you're the Colossus of Independence, and you got to rally up the troops for a common cause, you're not going to be very popular.
Is that why they killed the prophets?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he was not very popular. But look at what we have here today. We've got a whole city. We've got a whole nation that's been changed. You look at the service of John Quincy Adams and also of John Adams.
Yep.
If it was not for their sacrifices, John Adams said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie Joy, our pretty little princess, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in 23, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.